Beloved in the Lord, attend to the words of the Holy Institution of this Supper as they are delivered by St. Paul. I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had blessed and given thanks, he broke it and said, Take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, that we may fulfill his institution in righteousness and joy, let us together follow his blessed example in word and action. And as the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, so I take these elements of bread and wine to be set apart from all common uses to this holy use and mystery. And as he gave thanks and blessed, let us now draw near to God and present unto him our prayers of thanksgiving and our prayers for others. Let us pray. Not as we ought, but as we are able, do we approach this holy table, O Lord. In the communion of all who love your name on earth and in heaven, we are bold to proclaim our place here, not because of any merit of our own, but trusting only in your mercy. Lord, we bless and thank you for all the ways by which your love has led us across the years, and for every good gift that we have received at your hand, day by day, new every morning. How could we ever remember what your love has given us? Our life and health and reason, our faith and families and hope, and most of all, the gift of your Son, our Saviour Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, hear us for others. We are here in peace and simple trust, but many in our world are troubled this morning, restless or afraid or in pain. Send your healing to their lives, we pray, and your peace to their mind. Hear us especially for any that we know, and for whom we feel pity at this hour. May they know our prayers are offered for them, and that they may find new strength in your power. For the church, we pray, this ancient family of your children, called long ago and still called to bear your name and witness to your grace. Confirm the faith of your people and put new hope in their hearts. Help them to understand where their power and strength comes from, and may their worship always be a living and joyful witness to the truth they know and the power we have felt. Come now, Lord Jesus, by your Holy Spirit. Sanctify this bread and wine to the sacred purpose of your love for each one of us today. And may each one who shares this spiritual food find your nearer presence and your strength to renew. That as we raise our thoughts to heaven, we may remember how you made your home upon the earth and be sure that your face is ever towards us and that you can never forget those for whom you lived and died and rose again. For your name's sake, to whom with the Father and the Holy Spirit we ascribe all honour and glory, dominion and power, now and always. Now, according to the Holy Institution, example and command of our Lord Jesus Christ, and for the memorial of him we do this, through the same night in which he was betrayed, through bread, and when he had blessed and broken it, he said, Take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the world,